Mobile. DFW Mobile.
Got to work early, didn't you?
I got the battery over here in Greer off of Highway 14.
Excuses any I can come up with.
Took just, well, for two more minutes still.
We're down in my hall due to parts issues, so we sent everybody that wanted to work down to the other hall, which is good. I didn't have to herd cats. But other than that, it wasn't that bad.
My niece works in the hall that's down. She's out, though, right now with a bad knee.
Fun. I mean, we'd rather be running, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Patrick.
Hey, Andrew.
Go ahead, Ken. Try it again. I swear I thought I heard a double.
Well, with Patrick a little bit. No, I was saying my niece worked over there, and but she's out right now with a knee injury.
How's your day going, Patrick?
I'm done for the day. I'm meeting another distributor to swap the toolbox around, but other than that, we're done. So not too bad. A little slow.
We're done. Does that mean Miss Elise is riding with you?
Just habit saying we're done.
Yeah. You and yourself, right?
That's all I got.
Please. Stays on a short time, Andrew.
Estimate is we will start back up Wednesday night, although there are some questions about later in the week or first of next week, so who knows. I know the acronym, but I don't know actually what it does. It's just one of the larger modules in the vehicle that are kind of hidden up under the dash. We don't have enough of those, so right now we're down till at least Wednesday night. We actually get them in and we start running later this week. You know, it gets rough on people after a while. Most people can only afford a couple days. And like I said, we got some working down in the other hall to keep them busy. So that way they can actually make some money. But if it stretches too long, it'll start hurting.
Will be a train strike here pretty soon. I know you guys must get a bunch of parts in by train, don't you?
I don't know. I know we use the trains to ship the cars down to Charleston, but I'm not sure about whether we get parts in by train. It's busy today.
I'm five busy.
I just feel like it's a little bit busier than normal, but it could just be me imagining things or my time's just a little different.
Just a little bit of time difference it'll make.
Got the most to do with it today, because usually I don't get to leave right around 4 o'clock. It's either a little earlier or a lot later. Good this past weekend?
Pitches out, that's about it.
It's the last day for my cousin, and she left Saturday, and then Sunday was our anniversary, so we just piddled around, went to a few places. Nothing special, though.
Weekend don't sound any fun. I was there waiting with Ken.
Really any fun, but it needed to be done so I don't have to get out on the road and fix it again.
Nothing. See, I got my son to mow the grass and I weed eat. God, I can't stand weed eating. I need to find somebody to do that because I'm tired of doing it. I sprayed the Roundup around the whole fence.
I double with you. What weed do you have?
Around the pool and the daggum the chain link fence. That's the worst part of that stupid chain link fence. I'm just gonna have to get together and finally put some Roundup or some weed, some grass killer. That way it'll get rid of it and I don't have to do it.
Roundup, kill it.
Yep, I'm down for that. I try to round up everything the lawnmower can't reach.
More often, but that gum, it don't take long and it comes right back. I mean, you can get it, what, month, maybe two max?
You can come up and weed eat the bank around the house and the driveway, and I'll take care of the chain link fence.
That kind that, you know, guaranteed nothing will grow for 6 months, but you better not get it on something you want to grow.
What can you get that'll guarantee 6 months? KN4 VWA.
They're at the store, that's what they're saying, but the place I used to work, I don't remember what they had, but I guarantee you, you spread it out. It was a granule, and man, you'd be doing good if something grew back there in a year.
On the edges of my new asphalt driveway so that the grass don't break it up.
They're telling me that Tractor Supply sold some good stuff that was supposed to kill pretty much anything it touched, just about, even small trees. I need to get some of that. KO4CEF.
Well, the way I let y'all continue on, I'll see you around 5:30 there, Andrew. How you doing, Patrick? How you doing, Ken? Y'all carry on. KN4, better be clear.
It's Steve. Good to hear you. KO4HKX.
Yeah, I'm doing good, Steve. KN4TFW. I'm going to have to say 73 to you guys. I'm getting ready to pull in and drive now. So you guys have a good one. Stay safe. Maybe I can catch you later. KN4TFW.
Maybe I'll talk in the morning if I can get up early enough, but I don't have to be there until probably not.
Flying this afternoon, is that what you're doing?
Exactly. It does involve my plane, but it's not flying it. I crashed it, when was it, Sunday? Yeah, Sunday I got out there. I was doing good, went through a couple batteries, and I was on the last one. Told the wife I was going to be done, and I got out there, and you know, I was trying to push myself to do some, not maneuvers, not anything crazy, just some figure eights, and I lost track of the way the plane was oriented. I ended up rolling it on over and crashed it, so it kind of pushed in the front wheel assembly and broke a little bit of the foam that holds that little servo in and whatnot. So Steve's supposed to help me get it fixed, and since he's got the glue for the foam, so hopefully get it back up and running. If not, I just have to buy the other fuselage for it.
Get it back up and running here pretty easy and not take too much effort.
Do a ton of damage, it's just not that, because mine's like a, I don't know what they call it, it looks like a little tricycle. It's got the front wheel and two on the back, and that front one got pushed in whenever it landed so hard. And I mean, it didn't do a ton of damage, but it was enough to push it out and kind of break that foam up. I just don't have any way to glue it, and Steve says he's got the proper glue for it, so yeah, shouldn't be too bad. I mean, all that, I think that one servo maybe controls the rear rudder, but I don't remember right off the top of my head, so we'll see. Like I said, if not, ain't nothing on that plane can't be replaced.
A beginner's plane, so you can learn how to fly it, right?
That was part of the consideration when I bought it to start with. Another plane, that way when one plane's down, I go fly the other one. I think that's the lesson I learned from it.
Learned your lesson on it. So didn't cost you too much other than an education, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm trying to look at what I want to get next and kind of get one that's more of a glider. You know, I mean, they look like they'll still do some crazy stuff, which I'm not going to try, but, you know, it'll still be around the same price range, and that way it can be fixed if need be.
Those people have spent a lot of money on those planes and then crash them, and then it's just gone.
You can drop some money on them. Thing, I was looking at some, and I think the one I was wanting is bind and fly, so it's got everything the plane needs. It just needs a battery and a transmitter to bind to, and I've got both of those, so I was looking at it, and it's a little over $200 maybe, and then I was looking at another one, and basically the same thing, different plane, different style, and it was like $400-something. I'm like, nope, I ain't doing that.
That leap, yeah, right?
That, because I don't want to practice and learn.
Go over to the Waynesville Ham Fest this Saturday.
Not all about it. Shoot, yeah. I got to check with the wife when I get home. But I don't think we got anything planned this weekend. I'm definitely not going out of town or nothing, so I'm all in on that one.
We're going to ride over there.
What y'all planning on trying to get up there?
Around 8 o'clock when it opens.
I'm going to talk my wife into that. If not, it might be, you know, maybe like an hour later. I can't remember how long it took us to get up there. It wasn't that long a drive. But I'll definitely hit her up since I get home and see if she wants to go this time around. I know my boys, they didn't like it, but they didn't hate it either because, you know, they ended up, like, buying, like, LED strip lights or something like that, so I can talk them into it again.
Take you about an hour and a half there from your house, somewhere along those lines. It's an hour from my place, so whatever it takes you to get to Hendersonville.
You going with a radio that has APRS, or what are you doing?
My ST5D.
Well, I'll take the 3D, and that way it's got APR. I did that last year, and I'm sure I'll have APRS droid going. And I just remember looking at the map last year, and you just see all these call signs converging on one spot.
If your ST3D linked to your APRS droid?
No. So pretty much everything mobile uses the same call sign, and they just kind of overlap. So if one picks up, the other one, you know, it'll just override it. So you'll see, every once in a while, you'll see points from whenever I'm doing the RF beacons versus what's just being sent over the internet.
Well, I'm going to have to jump off. My toolbox just arrived, so we're going to have to swap it out. You be careful on into the house, and I'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Hey, Patrick, before you go, if you see a 7100 or something similar to that up there, how about giving me a call?
Hopefully talk to you in the morning. Steve, you need to go yourself.
A couple of buddies are got the bad bug to do something else, and I'll tell you about that when you get up to the house. We won't discuss that over the air, but anyhow, I'm going to have to build it for them, and that's a different kind of show, and it's over in Greenville this weekend, so I'll tell you about it when I get up there, when you get up there. KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
All right, Steve, we'll holler at you here in a little bit. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
KSW monitoring.
Walk out of the house that quick?
On you guys for at least 5 minutes anyway.
Doing a good job. I'd have never known.
About this one. I saw a radio at the flea market the other day. I should have looked at it. It was a... What was it, a TYT or a TTY or something? I never looked at it, but they wanted only $20 for it.
Funny is, if it was a DMR radio, I mean, mine's a TYT. I mean, it's not the greatest thing in the world, and it won't hold the full U.S. Contacts list, but, I mean, it works, and it does what I need it to.
I didn't complain any about this one.
Well, Ken, I am pulled up in the driveway, so I'm going to get on out and see the wife for a little bit before I have to head over to Steve's house. So I'm going to have to say 7-3 to you. You and the dog, y'all be safe out there and don't get too hot. And hopefully we'll holler at you either in the morning or tomorrow evening. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.
YKO4RIM.